and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Ever wondered how free-to-access social media companies make all their money? By tracking your searches, video history, and everything you click on, and then by selling your valuable data. But you don't have to give big tech websites access to your data. Choose to protect your online activity by using ExpressVPN. When you use ExpressVPN, you anonymize much of your online presence by hiding your IP address. That makes your activity more difficult to trace and sell to advertisers. What's more, ExpressVPN encrypts 100% of your data to protect you from eavesdroppers on your network. And the ExpressVPN app couldn't be easier to use. You just tap one button on your phone or computer and you're protected. Take back your online privacy at expressvpn.com/Kirk. By visiting this link, you'll get an extra 3 months of ExpressVPN service for free on a 1-year package. Again, that's expressvpn.com/Kirk. expressvpn.com/Kirk.
Hey Chuck, I gotta tell you, I love the fact that I can find out exactly how much I qualify for at Dollar Loan Center even before I need a loan.
People are always curious about how much cash they can get, and it's way better to know this before you're in a pinch. Let's say you don't quite need a loan today, but might every so often, and really just want to find out how much you qualify for and how it works. We do this every day at Dollar Loan Center, and the customers really dig it.
And it's free, right?
Of course. We process your application, let you know how much you qualify for, and then you're ready to go when you need a loan down the line.
That was Chuck, founder of Dollar Loan Center, where you can get up to $5,000 in just minutes or just stop in to see how much you qualify for. We have over 50 locations, and our friendly Dollar Loan Center staff are ready to help. You can also apply over the phone or online at don'tbebroke.com.
Licensed by the Data Financial Institutions Division. Customer must meet the normal loan qualifications. To review loan qualifications, visit us at don'tbebroke.com. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. Republicans and Democrats appear no closer to an agreement on the fiscal year budget as well as raising the debt limit. Montana Senator John Tester says there's no other option to suspending the debt limit.
Well, the plan B is there's no plan B. You've got to pay your bills. This doesn't require debt. This is about paying your bills or not. We go through this dance all the time, and it's a dance that's very, very dangerous.
While Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says Democrats keep tacking on debt.
The reckless taxing and spending spree that Washington Democrats are assembling behind closed doors would put more debt, more borrowing, and more inflation on the shoulders of American families.
And in a new move, House Democrats are eliminating $1 billion in the bill for Israel's Iron Dome defense system, which uses missiles to intercept short-range rockets fired into the country. Chaos at the border. That's how Texas Governor Greg Abbott is describing the situation in Del Rio, Texas, where thousands of Haitians have gathered to get into the country. Abbott tells KSAT he will not allow caravans of migrants to come into his state illegally.
If you are targeting Texas to come to, we're going to show up in force and shut down the border.
The FBI says a county coroner has confirmed that human remains found in remote northern Wyoming along the border of the Grand Teton National Park are those of 22-year-old Gabby Petito, who disappeared while on a cross-country road trip with a boyfriend who's now being sought by authorities in Florida. Teton County Coroner Ben Blue determined her manner of death was homicide, but did not disclose the cause of death pending final autopsy results. Petito's body was found Sunday near an undeveloped camping area that's surrounded by woodlands and brush, located about 30 miles northeast of Jackson, Wyoming. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 50 points. More at townhall.com.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For a free quote, call 800-523-3771. That's 800-523-3771. 800-523-3771. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Both were prosecutors in the Clark County District Attorney's Office, each with 25 years of experience. One was chief of the Special Victims Unit, the other chief of the Homicide Unit. Both dedicated, both respected. Together, they are Craig Hendricks and Frank Como, the Vegas Dream Team for criminal defense you need in your corner. Call 702-222-9999 or visit VegasDreamTeam.com, a division of DeCastro Verde Law Group.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by Friends of Scott Hammond.
It's 304. This is your KMTQ News Flash, powered by DeCastro Verde Law Group. If you've been injured, their family will fight for yours. I'm Jim Dallas. Well, it's official. Former U.S. Senator Dean Heller is running for governor in 2022, joining an ever-increasing Republican primary list. Heller joins already announced candidates Clark County Sheriff Joe Lombardo, North Las Vegas Mayor John Lee, and personal injury attorney Joey Gilbert in seeking the GOP nomination to unseat Democratic incumbent Governor Steve Sisolak. Heller has served in the Nevada Assembly, as Nevada Secretary of State, as a congressman, and a U.S. Senator. He lost his re-election bid to the U.S. Senate in 2018 to Democrat Jackie Rosen. The fire that burned the Mount Charleston Lodge to the ground last Friday is being called an accident. Fire investigators say the blaze started in a storage area underneath a deck, but they could not determine the exact cause. The lodge owners, the Ellis family, which also, by the way, owns Ellis Island Hotel Casino, have promised to rebuild the popular local getaway spot. Well, the changing of the seasons is almost official now that Bellagio's Conservatory and Botanical Gardens is going deeper into the woods. An autumn display is now open through the 13th of November. 60,000 fresh-cut carnations on a smell.
KMCQ on-time traffic. It's powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
Boy, there's a lot of congestion on Interstate 15 as I check out the traffic cams here at 305. Southbound at Russell, very slow through there. Northbound at Sahara, north at Charleston on the 15. And heavy volumes on the Beltway, 215 westbound at Decatur, and 215 eastbound at the 15 interchange.
Gather round! I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve.
Check it out!
I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Number one. Time is running out. Number two. Time is running out. Number three. Time is running out. Number four.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's live and local for a Tuesday, September 21st. Good to have you with us. Kevin Wall with you until 6 o'clock. I was just looking at the lower third graphic on CNN. Mayorkas horrified by the video of ICE and Border Patrol people on horseback hunting down Haitian refugees. We've got a border crisis. I don't care what the Biden administration says. It is a crisis, and it is the Biden border crisis. How do we get ourselves out of this mess? Let's check in with Ronald Vitiello. He's the former deputy director and acting director of ICE, the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, and he joins us. Ronald, first of all, thanks for joining us. I appreciate it. How bad is it along our southern border, in particular those graphic pictures of 12,500 migrants under a bridge in Del Rio? Is it getting worse before it's going to get better?
Yeah, it's certainly gotten a lot worse since January 21st. Kevin, I appreciate you having me on. I was in the Border Patrol for 33 years. I've never seen anything like what we're seeing. Those images on television from Del Rio, my heart goes out to the DHS workforce, those Border Patrol agents. You can imagine the conditions that they're in, the conditions that those people are in, the smuggling pipeline up through Central and South America, up through the U.S.-Mexico border. It's nothing but misery for everybody that's involved, and I've never seen the kind of traffic that we've seen. We're at 20-year highs. It's 20 years ago that we had this kind of traffic on our border, but this problem is much worse than it was 20 years ago because the traffic 20 years ago were mostly people from Mexico who were coming here largely for economic reasons. And logistically, you know, if thousands of people entered from Mexico that are Mexican into Del Rio, we could turn them around relatively quickly. These folks from Haiti, Central Africa, folks from the Northern Triangle, it's logistically very difficult to put them in the system and set them up for a removal proceeding. And like I said, this is the worst I've ever seen. It was really bad in 2019. We got a handle on it because the president engaged. It was always enthusiastic about closing the border for illegal immigration. And now you see what happens when you have an administration that removes policies that were working and really has no desire, obviously, by their actions to help control that southwest border.
Kamala Harris, the vice president, is supposedly the point person on this whole mess down there. But yet we see, and it's been confirmed now by Customs and Border Protection, they confirmed the Fox News numbers, 208,000 illegal immigrants were encountered at the border just in August. And since February 1, there have been over 1.2 million apprehensions at the southwest border. I always ask the question, maybe you have an answer for me. We always talk about the apprehensions, but we never talk about the people we don't catch. How many do you think don't we catch?
In this case, a lot. When you have that kind of chaos at the border, I was in South Texas a couple of weeks ago, and the leadership there of the Border Patrol, my former colleague, saying that 40% of their workforce at the time was dedicated to the mission of care and comfort and what we call processing, putting people into the system after they've been into custody. And so if you have 40% of your workforce that's doing something besides patrolling the border, there are lots of drugs getting through, there's lots of human trafficking capers taking place, there's lots of human smuggling taking place, and the people who are coming to the border are likely not to get arrested. So if we encountered 1.2 million, there's thousands, tens of thousands that have gotten away in that environment as well.
How many of them are children?
There's a good portion of them are children. The images I'm seeing on the television from Del Rio, it seems that at least what gets on the air, what that population seems to skew toward, you know, young men, males, of working age, and so there's a lot of that. The valley since January 21st was inundated with young children with families and many young children coming alone. The reason they do that is because there's no facility for them to be detained after their brief stay with CBP and the Border Patrol. There's no detention for them. We ended the Remain in Mexico program on the 21st of January. So they're all released into the United States, and what that does is it encourages others from the sending countries like the Northern Triangle, in this case, like Haiti, to come to the border, because they're being released into this society. They're gone on into this economy. They've been requested to report to ICE or to put themselves in report to the immigration courts. But I know from experience that many of them will never pursue their asylum or their immigration claims in court. Their success is based on the fact that they get into this economy and they become part of the workforce in the United States, send money home. And again, when there is no consequence, when people are not held or required to remain in Mexico, then they're going to send for their family, they're going to send for their friends, they're going to tell everybody that the border's open. And then on top of that, you have the rhetoric of the campaign and now the current administration who's saying that they want to legalize every other person who's in the country illegally. So that's encouraging people to try now versus waiting until there's some actual benefit program being open. So there's a lot of rhetoric around the people that are here and how they're going to be legalized. And then we've also, in this administration, gutted the immigration enforcement authorities, right? They told ICE that they cannot approach anyone who's not in the country, who's just crossed the border, is not convicted of a very serious felony or a threat to public safety. And so there's effectively no immigration enforcement in the interior. So people who evade the Border Patrol, and like you said, many of them have since January, there's really no threat for them to be in the United States. And in some jurisdictions, if they get arrested by local authorities, those local authorities refuse to cooperate with DHS and the federal government. And so there's absolutely no consequence for them being here illegally.
Again, Ron Vitiello joining us, the former deputy director and acting director of ICE. And the numbers are staggering. 43,941 illegal immigrants were released into the U.S. just last month. Where are they going? Who are they going to? And do they necessarily have friends and family here in the United States, or are they just going to be wandering aimlessly?
Well, the young children will likely be placed with family in the United States. So if they come alone and they're juveniles, they'll find a spot with family in the United States. In the worst-case scenario, they're placed in foster care. Many of the older kids, they come when they're 16 and 17, they'll stay in custody until they become adults and then be released. Families who come with children are also released, and they go to every other place in the United States. Think about any community where people from El Salvador, Guatemala, Honduras, they have cultural support. Sometimes that's family, sometimes that's friends from the hometown. And again, when you're released in the United States, the first call you make back home, you tell everybody that you've been successful, and they get the same idea. They sell their things. They put themselves into the hands of a smuggler. And one of the things people don't realize is there's lots of danger in the pipeline, overcrowded vehicles, stash houses. We're in the time of this pandemic, so there's lots of risks for the people who are in the pipeline. Many of them will be exploited, and this chaos at the border fuels cartels' funding streams, right? Because smugglers have to pay a tax for the cartels. The cartels will encumber people to smuggle for them that are in this pipeline. People will be picked out of the pipeline in traffic all over the United States. And some of these children will end up in some of the worst neighborhoods in our country. When I was in ICE, we had a real focus on MS-13 gang members. Fully a third of the people who had felony convictions that were in MS-13 were in the country illegally. And they had felony convictions for bad things like selling drugs and hurting other people, extortion, mayhem, murder. A third of those individuals that we arrested from MS-13 came to the United States as young children, so fleeing the Northern Triangle from the very gangs that then preyed upon them in the United States and put them in that criminal enterprise, whether willingly or unwillingly.
Ronald, do we test them at all for COVID?
What generally happens in the Border Patrol setting is people are showing symptoms of any kind of illness or sickness. They'll be isolated from the larger group. It's very hard when you have so much volume, but they'll try to isolate people as best they can. And then the local providers are the ones that are tasked. The local communities, the local hospitals, the county hospitals, they're the ones that pick up the burden for these people to be treated. So Border Patrol will transport people who have any kind of illness or injury to a local hospital where they'll be treated for whatever symptoms. And then in those settings, it's just based on the protocol of the local facility, whether they get tested for COVID or not. And then all the children that are placed with Health and Human Services, because obviously they don't stay with the Border Patrol, they get into a proper setting for people who come as children alone, and they'll be tested while they're in these shelters in the HHS before they're placed into the states. But all the folks that are released, unless they show symptoms or they're ill in custody, they're released without testing.
Without testing at all?
No, not if they, correct. If they're not showing symptoms, if they're not in a situation where, you know, the Border Patrol believes they're in a medical condition that needs treatment from a facility, like a qualified facility, no, they're released without COVID testing.
We mentioned the vice president earlier. She's been tasked with being the point person on this immigration crisis along our southern border. She has chosen to deal with diplomacy rather than actual policy. Is it getting better or is it getting worse by the day? Are you seeing improvement at all?
No, I've not seen, you know, the numbers tell the tale, right? 200,000, 2 months in a row with well over 200,000 encounters by CBP and no end in sight. Typically, this time of year, traffic starts to trail off as we move through fall into winter, but it's not subsiding. It's staying fairly steady at well over 200,000. And no one has done anything on the policy side to try to address this. You know, they talked about expedited removal. They talked about reinstituting the Title 42 authorities to expel people back into Mexico. But obviously, you can see with your own eyes that people believe they have a chance to come into the country and stay. As you said, 43,000 last month alone were released. And so that the word gets out. The smugglers take advantage of this. The cartels take advantage of this. Individuals take advantage of a lax border and the chaos that exists. And we all suffer.
Boy, isn't that the truth. If I could wrinkle my nose and make you the czar of our immigration reform, what would be the first thing you'd do? I'm just curious if there is a formula out there that you think would work.
Well, you have to end the policy of what we used to call catch and release. So when people come to the United States, whether they're legitimate refugees or asylees or they're coming for other reasons, you have to be able to hold them or put them in a situation in which they respond to the court filing and immigration proceedings. And so if you close the loop in the sense that in 2014, when President Obama was in charge and he called what was going on in the South border a humanitarian crisis, ICE developed family detention centers for the populations that were coming at the time. Lots of children by themselves, lots of families with children. And we held them until they could see a judge. They got their due process. If they got relief under immigration law, then they were welcomed into the country. If not, and many of them did not get relief, they were returned back home. The Remain in Mexico program under the Trump administration ended the last surge in 2020, which means what? They come in, they get put into the system, they're assigned a court date, but instead of being released in the United States, then they're sent back into Mexico to wait for that hearing. One or the other of those tools worked to end the surges that were occurring at the time. So something has to happen to close that loop again. It could be increased detention. It could be the reinstatement of the Remain in Mexico program. That worked. It was very effective in ending the last surge. It would end this surge because what happens is people realize that they cannot be successful in being released in the United States. And instead of calling home and asking for more people to come, they tell everybody that they were detained and they're waiting in Mexico for their hearing. And they weren't successful. And that slows the traffic to a much more manageable level. And one thing we didn't talk about is Mexico was very integral in ending the 2020 surge because President Trump asked them to engage. They deployed on their southern border, they deployed on the northern border, and did checks and checkpoints within their country. It appears, based on the images you see in Del Rio and Ciudad Acuña, that they haven't done a thing to stop that flow coming up to Del Rio. And so something's happened in their calculus where they've decided not to help the United States at their own peril, if you will, because right now they're encouraging the cartels to be involved in this never-ending business model. And so in the long run, this hurts them, but they could also make an impact immediately if they try to contain some of this flow at their southern border or wherever these folks from Haiti are, if they're flying in or et cetera. But they could help us. They did in 2020. I'm not sure why they're not helping now. But if the administration wants to do something, that would be one thing that they could engage on right away without any help from Congress, without any additional funding. They could ask Mexico to do what they did last administration. That would make a big difference. But the policy has to change. If we're in a situation where people are being released in the United States after an illegal entry, then we're just going to ask for more of that. We're going to get a lot more of that, and that's why we're well over a million encounters so far and climbing.
Mr. President, Madam Vice President, are you listening? Ronald Vitiello, thank you so much. I appreciate your expertise. I know we'll be counting on it again. Thank you so much for joining us, and have a great rest of your week.
You too. I appreciate it.
Ronald Vitiello, the former Deputy Director and Acting Director of ICE. That's U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement. Stay where you are. We've got breaking news. And it's not good from Wyoming. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
A unique blend of breaking news, interesting views, and informative interviews. The Jim Bohannon Show, weeknights from 7 to 10 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
With the MultiCare Group, buying life insurance has never been easier. Whatever you need, life insurance, health insurance, or even long-term care, we can help. Call 702-396-9449. The MultiCare Group has access to all the best markets for your needs. Life insurance quotes are available right now, and they're very inexpensive. In this uncertain world, you need affordability. If you're a male 50, you can buy life insurance of $500,000 for only $41. That's $41 a month. Give us a call today for your no-obligation quote. We provide you with all the personal services you need. And the best part, we will always be with you every step of the way. The MultiCare Group makes buying insurance simple. You may want to inquire about long-term care. We have the most innovative plans available. Call us and find out how you can get care at your own home from a long-term care policy. Call the MultiCare Group today and get peace of mind at 702-396-9449. That's 396-9449. Call us today.
Coach Pete knows that three initials should be part of your retirement plan.
GPI. We need to have growth. We need to have protection of that growth. So if we get a gain, we need to make sure we protect that gain. The most important part of a total retirement plan is having lifetime income you can never, ever outlive.
Call Coach Pete and the team, 888-702-6932, 888-702-6932, or text VEGAS to 600-700, VEGAS to 600-700.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cycery has kids bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCycery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas at our new location, 6425 Roy Horn Way, on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
A union we can count on. A union with a legacy known for hard work and getting things done. We're the ones who built this city with pride. Our members are our family, and their well-being is our number one priority. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. If you've been in an accident, did you know that your lawyer can take 33% from your settlement, regardless of how little of money you get?
That's right. You get hurt, and the lawyer takes most of the money.
It's not very fair, is it? When you hire me as your lawyer, those worries go away. I promise to never take more money than you, and I put it in writing.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell.
more lawyer.